This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, be part of the conversation. Just don't hang out being stupid. You actually want to make a difference. So if you hop up to the chat room, there are smarter people out there than I am, and get involved in the conversation there. Seriously. The, man, the Democrats are just, they're in their glory. They won a couple of, they won a couple of victories, and all of a sudden it's a referendum against Trump. Although I didn't hear this kind of I love this. I didn't hear this kind of conversation when the Republicans whooped butt across the country, when they took most of the governorships. Remember now, nobody really expected. At least I didn't. You can listen to the show, you know I didn't. Nobody really expected anybody, a Republican, to take New Jersey. I mean, seriously? You out of your mind? And as far as Virginia goes, I don't know. You know, again, isn't it sad, as I've always said, they have to lie to win? Isn't it sad that they have to run a campaign, run commercials of the Republican governor, you know, gubernatorial candidate, one of his supporters chasing Mexican kids down in a pickup truck? Isn't that sad? I mean, seriously. And it's winning at any cost, is it not? Isn't that how it works? But hey, if that's what they think it takes for them to win, I guess who am I to fault them for trying to win? You know what I'm saying? But it is, you guys, you got to admit, it's disgusting. Karen Sigmund's going to join me after the break. I know you'll enjoy her. She's a genius. I don't say that to her when she's on the show because she gets embarrassed, but she's a genius. She's a genius when it comes to education, politics, and what have you, and we have a great conversation. You'll really, like I said, you'll love it. You'll love what she has to say and how she deals with things. Look, I'm sorry. I'm kind of distracted because I'm watching some of the stuff that's going on. Nancy Pelosi looks like she's going to throw up in her mouth. She's so happy. I know that doesn't sound right, but seriously, right? And these are the first Democrat wins since right after the election. But again, we virtually lost really nothing, right? Think about it. Seriously. And now I love some of these papers are going, a new Democrat wave. Look, what's his name? Oh, de Blasio. He took New York. You got to be sick. To vote for that man twice after most people are complaining, I'm telling you. They're demented people. So, where was I? I had a story all lined up, but you know what? I went off the rails. What the heck? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mexico is fighting to... Isn't that wonderful? They're fighting to get a murder conviction overturned of a Mexican national. Because apparently... I don't know. He wasn't given his due process. I don't know how real that is. I don't know if I believe it or not, but whatever. I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. So Mexico was fighting to stop Texas from executing a convicted murderer, citing a treaty that they have. And after two decades on death row, this is what makes me nuts about these guys, right? Is you got... what's that? Come on, conservatives against the death penalty. That was it. Conservatives against capital punishment. And the reason they're against capital punishment, they say, is because, it costs too much money, you know, to execute a prisoner, and B, it takes too long. But wait a minute, it takes too long because they have all those appeal processes to make sure, or to try to make sure, to do their darn best to make sure that you don't put the wrong guy to death, right? Or the wrong person to death, excuse me. But then on top of that, who feeds them all those years? Who pays for their appeals? We do. That's why it's so expensive. You know, in the old days, in the early days of this country, there weren't many appeal processes. It didn't go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It happened pretty quickly. But we've gotten away from that because, I don't know, maybe that's cruel. Don't you think it's cruel and unusual punishment to be on death row? For what is it? You know, 20 years, according to this one? Now, these guys, you know, their excuse were that they were, you know, they were on a drug high. Okay, this guy comes in and he rapes and he brutally beats his 16-year-old cousin. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that nice? And because he didn't get to talk to, and this is the stuff that makes me nervous, because he didn't get to talk to the Mexican consulate before they started to interrogate him, interview him, whatever you want to call it, that violated the treaty. Didn't violate his human rights, his rights here in this country, his constitutional rights or non-constitutional rights. But it violated the treaty that we have with Mexico. In 2004, UN International Court in Hague ruled that the U.S. must review cases similar to Cardenas. The then President George W. Bush told states to comply, but the Supreme Court overruled him and said it was up to the Congress, not the President. Well, there's a shock, right? You mean, wait, hold it, let's see if I understand this right. You mean to tell me the Supreme Court said Congress should make the laws and not the President? There shouldn't be executive orders? Anyway, don't go far. Karen Sigmund joins me right after the break. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy her. Heat up your coffee. If you got iced tea, put some ice in it. Come on back. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed in 1993 to ensure that laws did not place an undue burden on those of religious convictions. Some recent court rulings in favor of the faith community have been impacted by the act. PGI reminds all of us that every buffer is needed to protect the faithful from encroachment from the state.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. A lot you can learn up there. We've got a bunch of fabulous writers, including myself. Always good to read my stuff as well. You can buy. Listen, look at. I know some of you can't see this because you're not watching, but I've got a TRS coffee mug, and I'm telling you, coffee tastes better in the mug. You got to just try it. If you don't believe me, you can always send it back at your expense if you don't like the way it tastes afterward. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always love being around this lady because she's so smart. She's got a finger on what's going on, and she is the president of AFA. That's the American Freedom Alliance, a great organization. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. And, Karen, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on. Always
and,
fun.
And we were just talking about it during the break, and I don't think people, you know, you went to Boston University, and at the when I grew up in Boston, that whole area, including Boston University, I'll just put it this way, there was a lot of fun happening around there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Boston, yeah. They might have all those colleges, but there's a lot of fun happening over there. That's all I got to say.
A lot of fun. That part of town is really hopping. Plus, you're going to bring your Fenway, so that's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot. You know, they're not, the old things aren't there anymore. I enjoyed so much. Boston Garden is gone. You know, it's just a,
right.
I know everything has to change, but I'm a man. Men don't like change. I don't want it to change, you know. I want it to stay the same. Anyway, you know, it's really, you had a great conference this week, and you could tell people a little bit about the conference that took place. I want to thank you for letting me in. Always good.
Oh, absolutely.
tell people a little about the conference, though. They need to know about AFA. They need to know about the conferences that go on.
Right. Well, thank you. American Freedom Alliance, of course, stands up for freedom. And we hold conferences where we try to get the truth out, discussed, aired on various topics that the mainstream media obviously doesn't want to deal with. And this particular one, the topic was free speech, how the left is crushing it in many, many ways. And our motivation for doing this was we were put on the SPLC hate list for the second year. And we thought about lawsuits and stuff like others have, but it's, you need infinitely deep pockets and they just destroy you. And so we didn't do that. So we decided to do what we do best, which is inform. So we had an all-day conference on free speech where we talked about those hate groups like SPLC and Antifa and by any means necessary. And we also talked about the other ways that they use of silencing us, demonetizing YouTube videos and what they do in the universities and K-12. We had a professor there who had been hot fired. We had just an amazing array of speakers. Trevor Loudon kicked it off talking about communism, which is what all of this is. This is rule number one of tyrannies and totalitarian regimes, silence any kind of dissent.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a full day of fun on that topic.
It was intense, and people needed to pay attention because there are rights being taken, and they don't take them away in big chunks. It's a little bit at a time. You had Carol Swain there. Here's a woman who was talking about, an African-American woman, talking about slavery at Prager University, talking about racism, and what do? They pull Google, or whoever pulls her will not monetize that video. And I'm thinking to myself, really, an African-American woman talking about slavery and what it means to her, really, seriously?
It just really goes to show how everything they do has nothing to do with what they say it is. They're not about supporting African-Americans. They're not about women. They are all about their narrative, and anybody who strays from that in any way must be silence.
Well,
it's astonishing.
You must have had some input on some of the libs, because one of the conversations was around how easily Google can sway certain things, how easily by getting a message out to a certain group of people, they can make a pretty quick change. And I was listening to a couple of, you know, I have to do this for my living. I have to listen to CNN and read stuff, and I heard how they were talking about certain groups that claim that social media like Facebook, like Google, can change the way people think about a certain person and that kind of stuff. And I'm going, and they poo-pooed it. They said it's not true. It's just social media. I'm going, wow. So you can look in the face of CNN when they tell a bold-faced lie and say, that's not fake media. You can look at social media knowing that there's major changes on social media or how they get people to change their minds, and you poo-poo that as well. Man, they're really trying to get us to drink the Kool-Aid any way they can, aren't they?
They are, and they know its effectiveness because it is what they do. I mean, when it was discovered there was a handful of, I don't remember the numbers, but a fake Twitter profiles advocating for somebody or another. This is straight out of the left playbook. They are the masters at this. It used to be the media is the message. If you can control social media, you are absolutely controlling the message. And each of us, you know, Facebook is such a peculiar thing because you've already, to some extent, self-curated, you know? I mean, you've picked the friends you like, you've picked the groups that you like,
yep.
You've picked all this stuff. So you pick the kinds of things that go down your newsfeed. But given that, they affect all kinds of things. Like your show, for example, doesn't get the views. Is it because you deteriorated? Of course not. Of course not. They've decided who will see what and what you won't see. I have so many friends whose numbers have gone down on Facebook, on Twitter, certainly on YouTube, solely by being it's strict manipulation. What I really want, though, I mean, we had Dr. Robert Epstein spoke about what's happening with Google and them, how they modify their search engine and criteria so that different things pop up when you search and the effect that can have. But I would really like to see research on what Facebook is doing, what Twitter is doing. I know we're never going to get anybody to spill the beans, but I would like to do some research on it.
Well, the beauty is,
and I think that would be.
We tweet out during the show. We'll tweet out during the show, too. And we, you know, I can always tell when producer Tammy hit a nerve because there would be 20, 30, 40, 50 tweet responses in a relatively short period of time. Now, even if she didn't hit a nerve, we'd still get a dozen, responses to the tweet. Now we get bupkis. Nobody responds to the tweet. So either I have gone from pretty good to sucking overnight, or somebody's put a filter on stuff. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I know we both believe in capitalism, and we got to go for a quick break here. It's one way to pay the bills, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins us. Now, listen, head up to the website or head up to the Facebook page. Find her. Find the American Freedom Alliance. Go ahead and sign up. Become a member. Get informed. Get involved. And do it during the break, not during the show. And then come on back with a lot more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you more seasoned folks know what this song is. It is what it should be. You know, it should be the new national anthem for our government. Seriously, Frankenstein. I mean, it's how they operate. It's how they act. These guys are out of control. And matter of fact, I've had a congressman on the show. I'm not trying to be mean, but they really can't answer simple stuff like, why can't you guys 7 years? 7 years. You said you were ready to repeal and replace, and you had bupkis. When push came to shove, you had nothing. And in my world, you lied to us. It's really that simple. You really didn't have a replacement for it. All right. Anyway, before I really go off, let me bring Dr. Karen Sigmund on with me. She's the president of AFA, the American Freedom Alliance. Always a pleasure to have her with me. And Karen, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate your time.
Oh, so great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you know,
I feel the same frustration.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I should turn the mics on during the break. I think we probably do really well there, get people really riled up. But, you know, we don't help out each other. We don't work with each other like, you know, other groups do. And it's infuriating, just really, truly infuriating, right? I mean, you're in it. You're in the middle of this.
It is startlingly infuriating how we don't support each other. Financially, we don't support each other. Just giving each other a hand to do this, that, or the other thing. There's so much we could do if we banded together. But, you know, I have to say, American Freedom Alliance is part of our name.
Mm-hmm.
We really are. I have been lately trying to step up a little bit more and be more overt and obvious about building these alliances because they need to be built. And one of the things I just did at the conference was point out various leaders of various groups who were in the audience just so we can all get to know each other and talk and maybe put together, you know, efforts, joint efforts, instead of fighting stuff on our own. And I think there's something about the independent-mindedness of conservatives that says, well, I can do this myself. That's who we are, right? I can do this. I don't need anybody to help me do this. I can do this. But in the final analysis, the question needs to be, what is it that we're trying to achieve? And how can we best achieve it? And a whole bunch of chiefs running around without being banded together and all rowing in the same direction, it's really hard to be effective.
Oh, you're right.
And especially with the Republican Party, right? But just that's policy and that kind of thing, let alone the political arena, is really a mess. But hopefully that'll sort itself out. But just getting, pushing that needle towards the conservative side is really hard if we're not working together. And then if you consider that what we're really having right now is a major culture war, we should be doing stuff together in that arena as well. United we stand, divided we fall. And
it's funny, to your point, most of us in radio, you know, we do hours every night. We're basically talking at people, if you would, you know, telling them what they need to do and how they need to get engaged. So if you can imagine when we get together in a room, right, we're all right and everybody else is wrong. That's just the nature of the beast. But when you sit there and you think about what's happening, you know, you started to bring it up too. It's not just a culture war. It's become an us against them. And I mean that from both sides. We have forgotten, you know, you spent some time in Boston. My family are all registered Democrats, but my God, they're somewhat liberal, but they're mostly conservative. And to make a broad sweeping statement, I don't do this on the show. I don't say all Democrats are bad. I say left-leaning socialist whacktoids are bad. That's kind of where with all this, you know?
I abbreviate it to leftist.
Yeah.
Which is different from Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
I never talk about Democrats.
Yeah.
Only talk about leftists, which are the hard-leaning, you know, people that you're talking about who are of a socialist bent. And one of the things I do when I talk to people is, you know, they say they're Democrats. I say, well, why do you believe you're a Democrat? And it really turns out on most things, they're not. If you're really thinking things through, you wind up not where the fissure always is, the chasm, which doesn't allow them to come over to being a Republican, is the one issue of abortion.
Yeah.
That's always where it ends. Yeah, they believe in less government, of course, who doesn't, obviously. Yeah, you know, paying a lot of taxes is not a good thing. Yeah, of course. But it really comes, and national security, whatever, but abortion, it seems to be the Rubicon.
Oh, it's the major league difference, is it not? I mean, seriously, it could turn family, you know, friends against each other, family against each other. And I always get the biggest kick out of this because I always say, they always say to me, you know, it's because of your God thing, because you're a religious guy and that's why you don't believe in abortion. I go, you know what? Let's take it down your science road. Okay. Can we do some experiments here? Let's say that we've got a multitude of children that are born premature at 19, 20, 20. I think the youngest one that I've read that actually made it into adulthood was 21 weeks. So can we at least say that at 21 weeks, I mean, from a scientific, not a God standpoint, 21 weeks, that baby is viable and able to live outside the womb.
Right.
Right? If we can at least get there, then we can say abortion at 21 weeks is wrong because you're killing a human being. And they lose it at that point. So which is it? Is it science or isn't it science or is it your feelings? Which is it?
Right. And then they immediately go to, oh, the mother. It should be the mother's choice. And which is just completely ignoring the entire question. I start at, well, what about an abortion at 40 weeks? Oh, my God, that's horrible. Okay, 39. That's... Okay, you tell me at what week it's.
Yeah, where? Where's
magically,
the number?
You know, give me a number. And then when people don't know, everyone always wants to emulate, let's be like Europe, let's be like France. Abortion's not legal past 12 weeks in most of those countries.
Sometimes
you can get a special, you know, with special permission or whatever, but we're the only country with this weird carte blanche of, you know, who is it who said even up to 2 years post-birth? I mean, these people, what is wrong with them?
Oh, yeah.
But even those crazies aside, the idea that it was even under Clinton that there were all these partial birth abortion laws that were voted on that he vetoed.
Right.
How? But we know how, because we know who he is.
Right.
He's one of these utterly despicable, venal, heartless, non-humane Harvey Weinstein type people.
Oh.
They don't see the world the way we do. Did we dodge the Clinton bullet? I just cannot.
You know what? I was just going to say something to you. It's so funny to hear these people talk, right, about the righteousness, how the right doesn't treat women properly, the right doesn't treat children properly. You know, we hate kids. We hate women. We hate African Americans, right? So here I'm thinking to myself, here we have, and even though I know what she did was wrong, but think about how they're treating the African American woman known as Donna Brazile, right? Think of all those Hollywood women that allowed other women to be raped. Now, I got a whole bunch of heck for this with some emails because, you know, being a male, I'm not allowed to talk about women's issues. But I said, look, if you women got together, if you women had really come together early on in Hollywood, would somebody like Weinstein really have made it? Would he have allowed to take advantage of other? And what about the pedophilia? This all comes from that righteous group on the left to keep telling us how wrong we are, right?
It's breathtaking. It's breathtaking because then on top of it, is these are the people who have been the arbiters of morality. These are the people who have said, this is great for women, and this other thing is great for women. We're all about empowering women, and all our TV shows are all about empowering women. And you should pay attention to what Hollywood says, because we're telling you what's culturally correct. And meanwhile, the rot, the foundation of all of that is so disgusting. It's so, I blame the Harvey Weinstein, obviously, but it's early on. I'm not blaming the victims because he victimized them.
Sure.
But it's the same weird victim mentality that the left embraces, which is somehow, even if they're saying women should be able to do this, they're at the same time saying women can't do anything without somebody else's help. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. If they really believe in women's rights, these women, why didn't they stand up? And we know why, because they felt it was the only way to have a career. Is that really? They talk about the glass ceiling here, there, and everywhere, but this is their way of fighting?
Selfishness at its height. Think about it.
It's unbelievable. And think of all the younger ones coming after them, who now have been raped, assaulted, all the horrible things, because these people enabled guys like Weinstein.
Pick it up after the break. I want to stay on this because this is a big deal. People need to understand the hate behind this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Heat up your coffee. Come on right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Google. Marvel has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. All right, sit down. Knock it off. You can't listen if you're dancing all around the place. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with happy music because stories aren't all happy. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. Dr. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of AFA. That's the American Freedom Alliance. And they are doing a great job. And Karen, before we go on with our conversation, tell people what American Freedom Alliance is all about and how they can help. Because they have to help. Don't just sit there on the couch. Do something. Get off of QVC or whatever it is you're on Facebook and go over and help out American Freedom Alliance.
And help out, right. American Freedom Alliance stands in defense of Western civilization. Nothing less than that. And as we can see every day, it is under attack. We are under attack. Everything that we believe, everything that we hold dear, everything that we value is under attack in countless ways. We have five major areas.
Hey! You're breaking up so bad. I can only hear about every sixth word.
Oh my gosh! Okay, how's this?
Right. So better? Let's do this. So yeah, much better. So pick it up from what AFA does. Okay.
Okay.
All right, go.
Yep. So what AFA does is we stand in defense of Western civilization, and while that may sound a little bit hyperbolic, it really is the reality because we are, in fact, under attack every day in countless ways. our everything that we believe in, everything that we value, everything that we hold dear is constantly under attack. All you have to do is, oh, don't turn on the real news. Turn on the real side. Turn on not the mainstream media, but the people who you know and trust to tell you what's going on. AFA takes on 5 specific threats: Islamization of the West, our corrupt academia, our corrupt media, global governance, and radical environmentalism. But we also take on issues like free speech, which is what our last Sunday conference was. We had another conference about California. We have multiple conferences a year. We bring in top-notch expert speakers on whatever issue we're talking about. We hold literary cafes, which are where you get to meet and talk to an author about his or her latest book. We have Cinema Gateway events where we screen movies like Trevor Loudon's movie last year, Enemies Within, and we just screened his latest Antifa. So we do all this great stuff because we believe in educating people about those things that are the most important to us. And yes, we always need people's help because it's an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. So find us, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org or .com. We have different ones going. We're transitioning from .org to .com. So, yeah, all of this, none of this is free. As they say, freedom isn't free.
Yep.
And to fight these fights, we brought in a whole lot of stupendous speakers on Sunday, and that costs money, and they deserve it. They earn it. They work very hard. These are people who have been working, researching, studying for decades. And
it costs money to get from one side of the country to the other. It costs money. Well, in California now it's 12 cents more a gallon, but it costs money just to drive up the state. You know, people, it's really funny how, you know, everybody's for the cause, but you got to fight. It costs money to fight the cause. It costs money to do mailers. It costs money to keep a website up. You know, Karen, the funniest thing about it is on Facebook, I'll have people say, God, I hate commercials. And I'll hop on and I go, okay, great. Here's how it does. Just cut me a check for $1,000 every 15 minutes and we're fine. We don't need commercials.
Right.
Just pay for it because the radio stations don't go, oh, Messina, he's a good guy. Let's just put him on. It doesn't work that way, you know. And
it's especially shocking for conservatives not understand this. it really is. Nothing is free. You want a good, you have to pay for it. And to expect others to pay for it, which is somehow what we seem to imagine, you know, I hear, well, why are your conferences so expensive? Well, how much do you think they should cost?
Yeah.
Well, I could only afford, you know, this. Well, I'm sorry, but it actually costs a lot of money. So who do you want to do this for free? Just as when we talk about Obamacare hurting doctors, because it is, obviously, because it limits how much they're paid. What do you think doctors are going to do? Stop practicing. It's the same. The free market is what works, but it only works if we make it work. And that's you, all you listeners out there, to help make all of this work, to help make Joe's radio show work, to help AFA work, anybody fighting this battle. To expect us to do it for free, not that anybody does overtly, but there's an element of that.
No, I think part of it is ignorance too, you know, because they don't really know how radio works or any of that, but the reality is you've got to have numbers. You know, I tell my people, if you're listening on your smartphone, that's great, that's fine. But the reality is we'd rather be on a radio station. So if you're in an area that you're not on and you have a favorite conservative, if you would, call the radio station. They want to get your friends to call. They want to know that women are listening. I mean, the people are listening. And once they know people are listening, it becomes a whole different animal. They will tune in. They will agree. And I've had it happen to me 4 or 5 stations this year because listeners called and said, I'm tired of listening on my smartphone. I want to listen in the car while I'm driving around town.
Right.
So you can make a difference.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And make those calls. And that taps into something that just came into the conference. That's about us. If there's an author, one of our authors, you know, Joe or Evan or Jamie Glassoff or, you know, any conservative author, don't just buy one bite. That ranks them higher. And give that second one to a friend or donate it to a library or whatever. All these things help. When you go to buy a ticket to one of our movies, like Zorbo's Let There Be Light, don't just buy one ticket, buy two.
Yep.
Because these are the metrics that people use, just like you're talking about, say whether or not it's going to go in more theaters or on more radio stations or be higher in the Amazon list. It all matters. There's so many things that we could do that are so simple. None of that's expensive. Another book is, you know, another $10 or depending on where you get another movie ticket. It makes such a difference because the left thinks they have a monopoly.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Yeah.
But they think that they do because of the numbers. But if we just, for every one that you buy a second one. That makes twice as many.
Look, we proved there's a lot of us out there during the last presidential election, okay? The sweeps that we made across the country, right? We just don't sit there and scream from the rooftops. But again, it goes back to, you were just talking about something a minute ago. You know, I haven't sold a boatload of books. I think we're between 300 and 400 books, or 300 and 350 books. And we have 15, okay? We have 15, what are they called, reviews. They're all good reviews, but I appreciate the 15, don't get me wrong. But I am sure that more than 15 conservatives bought that book, right? And when you go, to your point, when you go on Amazon, if you're a conservative and you bought that book and you got anything out of it, you should be writing on Amazon. Not just me.
And it doesn't even take that much. That's fabulous. That's another great idea.
Seconds, you know?
It's so easy.
Yeah.
All you need is 5 stars, great book, loved it. It doesn't really take that much.
No, it doesn't. Evan's got a great book out there, too. You know, The Kindergarten of Eden. I always tease him about the secondary title, you know, how the modern liberal thinks. I said, you know, I take exception. I don't think they think, but that's beside the point. But anyhow.
I know. He did a lot of debate about that.
But
Evan's book, Kindergarten of Eden, he just passed the 5-year mark, and it's still going strong. Find that on Amazon and give that a review. James Lacey and Katie Grimes have a great new book out about California's war against Trump. Fabulous book. There's so much out there. We're doing so much great stuff.
Yeah.
But we do need to support each other.
We do. I love this stuff because people don't realize. They think we're just one big happy family, and we are. We get along, but you know, we're all split in the same pot to a big degree. But listen, I don't want to get away from the violence. We were talking about the violence going on Hollywood and what was happening, and you know, you started down a road, but then we had to go to commercial because we believe in capitalism. And what I wanted to say to you, and we've only got like 2 minutes, is the thing that bothers me the most about Weinstein is that there were people around him. There were 16 assistants had come to find out that they knew what was going on. They were complicit. Some of them even helped him. And they should also go to jail. They should also have charges brought against them. It's sinful and shameful that those people on the left, men on the left, let this happen without saying a word. It's disgusting, isn't it?
For decades, even while pretending to be, women, we're all about empowering women because they're the left. But talk about complicity. And this, I don't know which one disgusts me more, but here we've got Donna Brazile and all those other people at the DNC. You know she wasn't the only one who knew this. There were lots and lots and lots of people who knew this.
Oh, yeah.
Who kept it silent up until when she released her book. I was blown away by the corruption, how they manipulated the entire political process for the Democratic Party so cravenly and kept it quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Not only to steal the election, but then to keep it quiet.
Look,
that nobody leaked it in all these months.
We got to go. We're up against it. Tell people really quick where they can get more information on AFA.
Yes, find us at AmericanFreedomAlliance.com. That's the better one. We're also at AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. Find us. We do great things. Find us on Facebook. Our page, American Freedom Alliance. And find me, Karen Sigmund, on Facebook. Right?
You can find me in about 5 minutes after the break. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?